bounced in the front real good, bounced off the windshield, and actually landed in the back of the pickup truck.
A freaky reminder that we share our roads with big, wild animals. And a bad winter for shoveling is a good winter for skiing. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more, up next. A Western Alaska lawmaker says place-based education is working. Representative Reggie Jewell, a Kotzebue Democrat, told Juneau's Native Issues Forum last week that the approach makes sense. Theme or place-based education teaches traditional subjects using students' frames of reference. Jewell cited a math class he and other lawmakers visited last year at Barrows High School.
The issue that they were working around was height, distance, and time. The problem that they were solving was in throwing a harpoon in which you hunt the whales with. What's the time that it takes to reach a certain point? What's the time it takes to come down? What's the distance? Those kids were into it big time.
Middle schoolers compared the density of whale meat and blubber, and elementary students worked on kusbuck or parka designs. Jewell says those students were also very engaged in their classes.
We put some money out there for a pilot project that's taking place in the Iditarod Area School District because their board's vision was to be and to deliver to students relevant education without losing the expectation and standards of what the education community needed to have.
Other Alaska schools use this technique. A legislative task force last year recommended more schools try place or theme-based education. A young driver is a little shaky, but says he's in good health after his truck collided with a moose on the Haines Highway Thursday morning.
It was just coming down off the mountainside there, and, you know, it's kind of steep cliffs right there, so I didn't see it. I wasn't even really looking for moose right there on that stretch, and shit, it just jumped right off of the little cliff there onto the road.
24-year-old Nate Narum is from Haines, but now lives and works in Juneau. He was back in Haines, driving north on the Haines Highway late Thursday morning, when a large mature cow moose jumped off a 10-foot cliff and landed right in the truck's path.
Just driving out the road to go snow machining with a buddy and passing 11 mile, and the moose, I saw him last minute coming off of that rock cliff, hopped right down the road, and last minute they nailed him at about 50, and the rest is history.
Narum was driving a 2007 Dodge pickup truck and says he sustained no injuries.
Oh, truck totaled. Smashed in the front real good, bounced off the windshield, and actually landed in the back of the pickup truck. Yeah, I'm fine. Everything, not even any whiplash or anything that I can feel.
The moose was killed. It was hit broadside by the truck, flipped into the air, broke the front windshield, dented the top of the roof, and landed in the truck bed. It was later removed by volunteers so the meat could go to a local charity.
Got her right on the scene, and she is on her way to empty stomachs. That's the first one for me.
The men who salvaged the moose say it did not appear that the cow was pregnant. Over the next few days, they'll work to butcher any meat that's in good shape for consumption and donate it to Haines Assisted Living. They say salvaging a roadkill is almost always a great deal of work for very little recovery. When a truck hits a moose at highway speeds, internal bleeding often ruins almost all of the meat. However, the edible meat in good quality condition from this animal that's not affected by the accident will not be wasted. Haines ski tracks are set at the golf course and at 25 Mile with help from volunteers, ski enthusiasts, and a state grant that provides for maintaining snow trails. Preston Cruz is an Alaska State Parks Ranger in Haines. His office received this particular grant 2 years ago, and with 24 feet of snowfall since November, it finally got put to use.
It's a relatively new program that I got the grant back a few years ago for two snowmobiles and a couple of groomers or grooming equipment. And last year, we really had zero snow, so this year was the first year we were able to get out and use it.
The group set out last weekend to groom the area at 25 Mile along the Haines Highway.
We have a groomer that's 4 feet wide to just go ahead and flatten out the trail fairly well, and then we can pull another track setter behind it to set classic ski track.
A 3 1/4 loop trail is set on the delta at 25 mile, the area marked by the gravel pile on the side of the road.
It's roughly smoothed or groomed out to about 6 to 8 feet at the widest, and then has the track set along the right side of that. We tried to make it in a loop and give people a couple options to, if they didn't want to do the whole loop, to be able to have like a shorter cut across and rejoin it for a shorter distance.
But the goal is to make it an area that nearly any flat terrain snow sport enthusiast can access and enjoy.
We were hoping to, and once we really get this thing going, to make it a total multi-use trail and making it as wide as possible for skate skiers, snowshoers to go on like the flat, wide part of the trail, and then have the classic ski track set kind of off to the right side for those type of skiers. And, snowmobiles and everybody that could possibly go out there, dog sledders. I know there's some people out in the valley that prefer to do that or can do that.
The grant for snow trails was for $33,000 with a $9,000 contribution from Parks. Cruz credits the amount of public interest and letters of support in helping Haines, out of all of the interested communities in the state, secure that money. It paid for 2 snow machines, groomers, and spare parts. In the meantime, members of the public are looking into other grant opportunities that would allow Haines area organizations to cover fuel and equipment costs for their own trail grooming efforts starting next year.
I know State Parks administers a grant for other organizations to do that, to recoup their costs. But whether, they're accepted, because there's such a huge pool of applicants, it's hard to tell.
See, the grantee stipulates that the grooming equipment can only be used in certain areas. The grant does not allow for grooming to take place on private lands popular for skiing, like Chilkoot Lake or the golf course.
Well, unfortunately, we can only, through this grant, do public lands, state parks and like state forest lands. I know there was a hope that we could do the golf course, but unfortunately, that under our current contract or grant, we can't do that area.
But that hasn't kept volunteers from keeping tracks up there for years. Tracks were set there last weekend with Ray Stauska's help, and reports say it's packed enough to last through the wet weather. It's been volunteers that have always maintained the tracks out the highway, too.
Some of the public volunteers have been doing it and kind of picking up the slack from, Dennis Miles from when he used to do it. And so that was our first and best area to get out and get things going.
But there are some other areas where the new equipment can be used. Parks has, for special events, set a track at Chilkoot Lake and says a maintained track there would require a lot of clearing work.
We did that last spring for the Big Brothers Big Sisters fundraising event. That might be an area to expand, to go across the lake and back into the valley down the old Glory Hole Road sometime. But right now that road is pretty closed in with brush, and we'd have to really spend some time opening it up. I'm hoping to expand it and get either down the Kelsaw Road system or Sunshine Mountain.
Skiers ask that other trail users preserve the parallel-lined ski tracks by using the trail next to them when possible. User-generated local ski condition information is posted on KHNS Listener Personals, Haines AK website, the Haines Avalanche Information Center, Skagway Backcountry Connect, or by calling the Haines Ski Club. Again, Haines Park Ranger Preston Cruz.
I'm hoping that, March will be a good month. We'll wait and see if we get spring early or if we actually do get a good March for winter weather to get more skiing going.
Skagway Panthers faced Yakutat Eagles this week in the small fishing village to the west. On Monday night, the girls fell to the Eagles by 16 points, 30-46. It happened again on Tuesday afternoon, Yakutat 50, Skagway 38. The boys lost to the Eagles Monday night, 23-60, and again on Tuesday afternoon, 33-53. Haines Glacier Bears take on Mount Edgecombe Braves this weekend in a final showdown before regionals. Regionals start on Wednesday, February 29th. What do hammer enthusiasts do on vacation? Dave and Carol Paul, owners of the Haynes Hammer Museum, have been tracked down in Toowoomba, Australia, visiting with fellow hammer enthusiast Roop Wisman. Carol said in the Australian paper The Chronicle that they've been corresponding with Wisman for years and knew they had to come visit him, calling him the hammer guru of the Southern Hemisphere. Haynes Hammer Museum in past years has likewise hosted hammer enthusiasts from all over the world, including a 2009 visit from the founders of the second hammer museum on the planet, located in Lithuania. The local museum opened in 2002 and retains the title as the first museum dedicated to the hammer tool and has more than 1,500 hammers on display. A link to the Australian posting and photo of the hammer gang is at our website. This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News. You can listen to KHNS News anytime online at khns.org. Just click on Listen to get to podcasts of your local news. There's pictures there, too, that go along with today's news stories.